Hello, everybody, and welcome to PA Trench News, your independent news report of Southern Pennsylvania. We pick up where legacy media leaves off, making sure to follow the stories the whole way through. In Lebanon, PA, on September 13th, 2024, a fire broke on Brandywine Street. The house was occupied by grandmother and her four grandchildren at the time. Unfortunately, the youngest child passed away. The community has been working hard to help the family during this difficult time. Despite their best intentions, Facebook has been flying off the handle regarding the fake GoFundMe accounts, an absent mother, and a grandma. I noticed that several hours after the fire broke out, a GoFundMe popped up for the family, then another, meaning that there was more than one. Please make sure you are verifying online fundraisers before contributing to them. If you feel that you have donated to the wrong fundraiser, please file a dispute with GoFundMe and they will investigate it for you. Regarding the mother, according to the interwebs, she has an active court case pending. In May of 2023, she was charged with altering forged or counterfeit documents and false reports to law enforcement officers for counterfeit inspection and emission stickers being displayed. Please remember that all charges are alleged and that she is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. In Robazonia, on August 29th, 2024, Brian Schrauber from Schuylkill County was killed after a driver collided with his vehicle, causing it to burst into flames. At the time, all reports stated that the crash was under investigation by the South Heidelberg PD and the state police. It has been almost a month and we have not heard a word about the other driver, except that their condition was stable. Currently, one of the police departments will be announcing some information soon, since somehow someone was driving so fast that they demolished a vehicle and sent it up into flames. We are all waiting patiently for the investigation to conclude and for more information to be released, right? Facebook went into a tangent about what HIPAA is and isn't. People who saw the crash described it as absolutely horrifying. My personal favorite Facebook comment being from a top contributor stating, 422 has been unable to handle all of the traffic, but yet we still continue to build housing development. In Ottolani Township, on September 6, 2024, Luis Niza Severda was charged with theft by receiving stolen property after pirating packages off of porches several days earlier. He is being held on $50,000 bail for the packages and $15,000 bail for other charges. His preliminary hearing will be scheduled on 9/24. More to come. In Reading, on August 22nd, a condemned building collapsed that was thought to possibly have kids inside. Luckily, no kids were harmed, just the egos of the city council, who had reports of the deteriorations of the building. A report that we will be keeping an eye on at the time of this podcast publication will be the Muhlenberg versus Governor Mifflin football game being postponed over threats of pew-pew violence. Just a reminder to all the parents out there, you can and will be held responsible for your child misusing your firearms. Ask the Crumbly parents. Thank you for tuning into this podcast and making it the whole way through. If you don't mind, if you could please like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube channel, or follow along, download, and rate on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you.